Stacey and Jay Spoon, East Coast Radio.
So, Kish, I want to start with the big one. World Test Championship winners. You guys are world champions, finally. Just tell me what that feeling was like getting over the line against Australia, especially in a game where you could say that a lot of people didn't give you guys a huge chance of winning that game. And to win it and to be world champions, just, talk me through that.
Yeah, I think obviously it was surreal. You always dream of things as a kid and as a team. Having been involved in the last 10 years, going down at final hurdles, semi-finals and what have you, it did hurt a lot. But to see it all come together, I don't know if, I'm sure a lot of you watched my interview, and I suppose the emotions told the story of as to how much it meant to us. But, to finally get that monkey off the back was super, super special. And yeah, I think the boys, it's hopefully going to unlock more and more trophies coming through, because I think this team is destined for greatness, and the way we've been playing from a loyalty towards our brand of cricket point of view and stuff, that's been phenomenal. And we haven't focused on the bigger picture. All we've done is taken care of the process, and that's the reason why we've obviously conquered that final hurdle in the way we did as well. I think a lot of people, after having 280 on the board in the final innings, would have written us off from the start, but it just showed how everyone comes together and finds a way to get it done. And I think that's been the saving grace for our team throughout this test cycle.
Yeah, I think to watch the confidence in which Temba and Aiden batted in that fourth innings, it just also shows how far you guys have come as a sort of test unit. And you guys having that confidence and that belief just showed sort of the steps that you guys have taken. And we just look back, I know that New Zealand series, obviously the majority of you guys weren't involved, but to go from that to winning the World Test Championship final, to being on a run now of what I think it's 10, maybe more, test wins in a row. It's incredible to see the growth of the squad. And also, how important is it that you guys have added to that squad? Now guys that were in Zim getting a shot and doing nicely at test level, creating a bit more depth in our test side. Has that been something that you guys have sort of earmarked as an important area?
Look, to answer the first part of the question, I think it's been phenomenal to be a part of something so special, even though the New Zealand series didn't go according to plan. But it's something that we said that we can't undo what's happened. We've just got to find a way. And what was posed with us is to make sure that we win every series from there on in, and that's exactly what we did. I suppose you create your own opportunity to blood the next generations, like various other world champions have done throughout the last 10-15 years. So I think that's been super exciting. Obviously Zimbabwe is not a side that you can take for granted, especially in their own conditions, but to see the youngsters come through with flying colours has been special, and just shows the depth in the system. It also creates the awareness that there is opportunities that will come, because a few have probably got the last couple of years left in us from that perspective. So it's important to see the depth and identify the new crop when that time does come, but also give them opportunities so they get little refresher courses of what international is about, and they can come back down to domestic cricket and set the level that we set up there.
You mentioned you sort of heading, I wouldn't say to the twilight of your career, but definitely the back end of your career. But you've captained the Proteas now in all formats. How much pride does that give you?
Yeah, look, I think for me, I've always wanted the ability to captain my country, and finally I can walk away saying I captained my country in three formats of the game. So it's special for me. I think it's special more for my family to see the years that they've invested in me. To be able to captain my country in three formats is always going to hold something dear to me. I said in the change room, even though I can close my eyes one day, I still have the title of being one of the few that have captained the country in all three formats. So it was a very special feeling for me. Never in my wildest dreams did I think about playing for South Africa. I always dreamt of it, but never actually thought it would come to fruition. But to be able to do it and then captain your country is always something nice to hold with you for a long period of time.
Yeah, and we're heading towards our CSA Awards, the annual awards ceremony, and as it stands, you've got two nominations for Test Player of the Year as well as Player of the Year. I know that it's common and it's always said that guys don't do it for the individual awards because it is a team sport and there's so much more to it. But to be recognized and nominated for such prestigious awards, literally the Player of the Year award, how does that make you feel, and does that just sort of justify all the hard work?
It's always nice getting these sort of accolades, but I think the main thing for me is being recognized in a season that's been a successful South African cricket in general. So yeah, it's nice to see all that hard work come together. Obviously there's a lot more guys that have been nominated and have done exceptionally well, so I'm just happy to be contributing towards the team's success. It's always been something that I've done, whether I go under the radar, which I'm happy to do, but as long as I'm contributing towards the team's success. But to be acknowledged, it's a nice feeling. It's an honor and privilege to know that I was one of the standout performers throughout this cycle and the year. So yeah, happy to be acknowledged for that.
You're going to be up against some pretty stiff competition. There have been some incredible performances throughout the year, and sort of that's a testament to how well you guys have played, sort of, I would say, across all formats of the game.
Yeah, very much so. I think, like I said, the saving grace for this team is that everyone's put their hand up at various stages whenever the team has needed it. And I think if you look at world-class teams, it's not just guys that stand out on an individual platform, it's a collective effort, and that's what has propelled us to achieve such great things this season.
Awesome. Kesh, thank you very much. All the very, very best for the off-season. I guess you don't really get much of an off-season, but but we will catch up very soon, and congratulations on the nominations, and congratulations on being a world champion.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Nick, and thanks for all the love and support to all the guys out there. It's been phenomenal to be received the way we have.
Stacey and Chase Boo, weekdays 3 to 6 p.m., East Coast Radio.